This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Corlin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome in. You're listening to the weekend edition of the KE Report. We're devoting segments 1 and 2 to a good friend of ours, a gentleman who garners an awful lot of our respect, and obviously based on the comments we get on the show, a lot of respect from our listeners, Rick Rule. Rick, very interesting time in the markets right now in the sense that on Wednesday, you know, we had the Federal Reserve thing with the notes, et cetera, et cetera. Gold proceeded to go down on both Wednesday and then again on Thursday. Is this the end of? Is this the beginning of the end for the resource sector?
I don't think so at all, Al. I have two comments on that. One, both you and I have been around long enough to know that bull markets don't go straight up. They back and fill. And I think you're seeing backing and filling. I think the majority of American investors don't know how to spell gold. You will recall on one of our earlier interviews, me citing a study that said that gold and gold-related securities constituted between 1/4 and 1/3 of 1% of investable assets of Americans. The third thing I want to say to that, Al, is that in my own opinion, the most important aspect of the gold price is its relationship, or rather its inverse relationship with the U.S. dollar, in particular represented by the U.S. 10-year Treasury. The U.S. 10-year Treasury has been in a 35-year bull market, with the interest paid falling from 15% to 1.75%. Could the yield fall further and hence the principal value of the Treasury go a little higher? Absolutely. But the truth is that that bull market is much closer to the end than to the beginning. And if you believe that they trade in reciprocal fashion, which they've done for 35 years, that means the gold bull market is much closer to the beginning than the end, Al. The Treasury note thing notwithstanding.
Rick, what's your comment on comparing what this bull market looks to be forming in terms of being early on in this bull market compared to what we saw in 2007, 2008, but then also back to 2001 or even before that? What do you think the makeup is now that's either different or similar than those prior bull markets?
I think that those bull markets were sharper because there was more of an institutional and investor memory of the 1970s when gold did well. So in that regard, I think the uptake of quoted gold was better in those markets. I think that this market has the possibility, I'm not going to say probability, but the possibility of being much stronger for three reasons. One, physical gold ownership on a global basis is more available now in societies like South Asia, India, East Asia, China, that have had a cultural predisposition to gold but haven't had access either because the infrastructure to give them access or the laws didn't permit it. Strike one for now over then. But much more importantly, because gold is much more underowned in the United States now than it has been over the last three decades, and because the bond market is much, much, much closer to the end than the beginning. My suspicion is that this will be the right kind of gold bull market, slowly gathering momentum like it did in the 70s, but from an extraordinarily broad base and with a lot of room to run. If I'm right about the fact that with regards to U.S. Treasury securities, we're at the end of a 35-year bull market and going into a 10-year bear market, the implications for the gold trade are pretty staggering. Remember, of course, I said if I'm right. I believe I am, but time will tell.
We have a, I guess we call it kind of a private fund that Corey and I and three or four of our radio colleagues have all, you know, put in X amount of dollars, and we're investing based on both fundamentals and technicals. And so far, we have done very, very well in that particular fund. Interestingly enough, we started out and we kind of continue to focus on some of the senior companies, some of which, fortunately, the ones that we have invested in have really done quite well, and they have not really fallen out of bed necessarily to any great extent when we did see a downtrend in the in the securities that involve this particular industry. So quality really is showing through right now for us anyway.
I think that's a great observation, Al. The senior gold stocks are the ones that benefit the most immediately from the move in the price of gold, because they produce enough gold that it shows up on their margin. I mean, they ought to be the ones that respond first. The second thing with regards to this year, I think it's very interesting, particularly with Canadian listed seniors, is that the Canadian generalist institutional investor was way, way underweight gold and materials, despite the fact that materials make up 35% of the relevant indexes in Canada. What that meant is that the generalist investor in Canada has had to aggressively rebalance towards gold, because gold was the only sector in the Canadian equity market that was performing. And, you know, most of those institutional indexers are at least closet index investors. And there has been a move by them out of necessity from general market securities in Canada to gold securities, because, as I say, they were underweight the only sector that was performing. It's been an interesting scramble after watching them disinvest for 5 years.
Rick, before we get into more of the actual stocks in the precious metals, even in some other resources, I do want to get your thoughts on the Fed minutes that were released and the reaction that came after those Fed minutes. Clearly the market discounting any sort of a rate hike, but then the minutes, I guess, changing a lot of people's minds and showing that maybe the Fed is going to raise rates either next month or the month after. What was your overall takeaway from the Fed minutes plus the reaction that we saw?
I have no takeaway from the Fed minutes. I think the Fed's actions now are much more politically driven than they are driven by any particular concern for the currency. And I think that that events will drive the Fed rather than having the Fed drive events. The market looks to the Fed to drive events, of course, but I think the reality is exactly the contrary to that. I think that the market's reaction to interpretations of the intention of the Fed speaks to the point that the equities market that we're in has become A, very leveraged, and also momentum driven. I think the fact that people are making investment decisions based on the stated intentions of what people might do in the future, rather than having their decision driven by aggregate debt levels, company-specific debt levels, enterprise value to EBITDA. I think it's interesting to inhabit a world where financial markets are so short-term oriented and so far divorced from reality. I'll tell you, I bet you of all the people in the world who were listening to discussions of Fed minutes, that Warren Buffett, one of the biggest investors in the world, was one of the least interested.
I agree with you on the climate, the environment surrounding the investing community right now. And the reason I say that, you know, Rick, when you and I grew up and we started investing back in the 80s, et cetera, or maybe even in my case a little bit earlier than that, it was all about fundamentals. That's really not so much the case today in the conventional markets. Ladies and gentlemen, we've got to take a real quick break for a commercial. Stick around. We're going to be right back with Rick Rule.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Join me, George Norrie, at Joshua Tree, California, June 3rd through the 6th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. Featuring Graham Hancock, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and Eric Von Doniken, and so many more. For information, go to contactinthedesert.com, contactinthedesert.com, or 760-365-8371.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. Al and I are continuing our discussion with Rick Rule. Rick, for the first segment, we talked more macro on the gold sector, let's call it. Now I want to dive down into some recent stories and some companies that have shed a more positive light on this area. Let's first start talking about the Goldcorp Kaminak deal, where Goldcorp came in and took over Kaminak, which is, I think, not only good for the sector, but is also showing some more interest in properties in the Yukon. What was your takeaway from that deal first?
Well, Corey, you're right to spotlight that deal. That's been a wonderful success. And, you know, takeovers are an important part of the junior thesis. A lot of the exploration work that's being done worldwide is being done by juniors, and the premium takeover of Kaminak speaks to the value associated with a high-quality deposit. But there's other lessons there, too. If you look at the fact that Kaminak is one that got taken over, it speaks to grade. There are at least five fairly advanced deposits in the Yukon, and the one that got taken was the one that evidenced grade. The last takeover cycle that we evidenced sort of, I don't know, 12, 15 years ago, was one where transactions were getting done willy-nilly. And you're not seeing that this time. The management teams of the seniors that did those takeovers got punished for doing stupid things with their money. And my suspicion is that the seniors will do fewer dumb things this time around. I think that the Kaminak takeover was a smart thing, not a dumb thing. I think it'll benefit the Kaminak shareholders, and I think it'll also benefit the Goldcorp shareholders. But the other thing I'd like to say in the context of that transaction being a learning experience is to point to the incredible job that was done by the Kaminak management team advancing that project over the last five very difficult years. In particular, the job done by the CEO, Ira Thomas, who, despite her relatively young age, did, I think, a superb technical job and a superb commercial job. She is to be congratulated for her stewardship of that company and the fact that she diluted only when absolutely necessary over the last 5 years. And her shareholders have benefited mightily from the efforts of her and her team. It's a great outcome, and it's instructive on many levels.
The Yukon has been an area of a certain amount of interest over the past 3 or 4 years, or longer, if you really go back to some of the, you know, the raw prospecting days. But I've never seen anything other than Kaminak really happen that was particularly exciting out of the Yukon. And the reason, the rationale for that a lot of people give to that is, number one, lack of infrastructure, and number two, incredible isolation, and number three, seasonality.
Well, it does take a lot of money to explore in the Yukon precisely because of the isolation that you discuss. Back when, in the heydays 10 years ago of the Yukon exploration, we used to joke that, you know, if you were in the Carlin trend, you sent for spare parts to Winnemucca. And if you're in the Yukon, you send for spare parts to Winnemucca. And it's a lot farther. So exploration and development have been more expensive there. The good news about the Yukon is that it's a jurisdiction with a political and social environment, including the First Nations, that are pro-mining. And to the extent that some of the deposits that people are talking about in the Yukon can drill off on tighter densities and get higher grades, it's one where you can develop because the political and social will are in place. But I think because of the factors that you've discussed, Al, we joke that it's north of where Santa Claus lives, that the deposits are going to have pretty good grade, like the Kaminak deposit has.
Let's explore this concept of high grade. I know that we've talked about it over the last number of years in this downtrend, and Kaminak was a company that went back, looked over the property, and realized that they needed to go after, really isolate the highest grade that they could. Clearly, that was a success for them. Are there any other companies out there, Rick, that you are either following or interested in that you see high grade as well and a management team that you like?
Well, I think one in the Canadian context is probably Dominion Diamond, a much bigger company and in production. But the thing that makes Dominion Diamond attractive is the free cash flow. And the thing that gives them the free cash flow is, of course, grade. Many years ago in university, when we were talking about the juxtaposition of tonnage and grade, I had an economic geology prof who told me, Rick, grade pays, tons cost. So you need a big enough deposit that you can live to fight again another day. In other words, a very small high-grade deposit probably doesn't work. But the truth is that grade pays. Another recent takeover that we've seen illustrates that very well. Reservoir Minerals, an extraordinarily high-grade deposit in Serbia, being taken over by Nevsun, an almost comically high-grade company operating in a place that nobody likes and also nobody can spell, called Eritrea. I guess the best prospect that I see on the horizon for speculators playing the grade game would be Ivanhoe. You know, it's three deposits, all of which are extraordinarily high grade. Great platinum grades in South America, the best, at least the highest undeveloped copper grades on the planet in Congo, and also in Congo at Kipushi, the highest grade zinc deposit that's probably ever been mined. All of that rolled up in one company. It's instructive of the fact that we're still very early in a bear market and instructive as to people's fear of alleged political risk that this company hasn't done substantially better in the share markets because the grade is truly extraordinary in these deposits.
You know, it's interesting that comment about grade is really what counts. Environment is also, location also is a very important consideration, as you brought up. But I have to say that I like what you have to say about the Yukon in general. I don't know, man. It still is. It seems to me there's an awful lot of negatives up there, Rick.
I think there are. It's a long way from anywhere, as you described. That's problematic. I was only speaking to the sociology and the politics of the Yukon. The Yukon has made me an awful lot of money. The last Yukon boom was kicked off in some substantial measure by share price appreciation from two companies, related companies, Strategic Minerals and Teck. And I had written before that the Save the Company checks for both companies with full warrants. And I have to say, the Yukon has treated me extremely well. Attack went from 10 cents to $10 with a full warrant. But interestingly, while I got treated very well, and while we've had decent exploration results up there, that whole period of exploration has yielded really only two takeovers. The takeover of Underworld by Kinross, and now the takeover of Kamanak by Goldcorp.
Rick, it's been enjoyable chatting with you for the last two segments.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. Continuing to listen to the first hour of the weekend edition and continuing our focus on the gold industry, but now a little bit more stock specific. I have on the line with me Brian Lundin, the founder, purveyor of the Golden Opportunities newsletter, as well as the New Orleans Investment Conference, one of the, I think, best conferences I go to every year. Brian, I want to first start off by covering a story that you wrote in your recent newsletter that came out a few days ago, outlining the details of the Kaminak deal, where Goldcorp came in and took over Kaminak. I know that you recommended this stock much earlier to your subscribers, but first, can you talk about how this acquisition impacts or influences investors looking at the gold sector, but either not invested or only slightly invested?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, but first, to clarify something, we had recommended it in our free e-letter service, Golden Opportunities, a good bit over the last few months or so. And those who learned of this recommendation in Golden Opportunities, they I think they got about 150% profit on that. But we had introduced Kaminak in Gold Newsletter, which is our paid publication, earlier and at lower prices, and those readers enjoyed a 350% gain on the recommendation. So it's been a big winner for our readers, both in our paid publication and our free service. But it's going to have a much greater impact, I think, industry-wide, because it's long been predicted by us, by me, and really by a lot of other people, that Kaminak would be one of the first to get scooped up when the majors came calling, when they got confident that this bull move was for real, and they were they start looking for resources. So that happened. So now everybody's looking for the next one with resources that could be scooped up by a major. But one of the other aspects of this, important aspects, I believe, is that they're getting bought out for, I think, $450 million Canadian. So that's money that now is being freed up and will get deployed into the junior sector in other plays, in other companies. So that's really what you need to spark a kind of a brush fire in these markets, is you need discoveries that create available capital to get redeployed into other companies. So this could be really the start of something big for the junior mining sector.
Well, Brian, not only is this a liquidity event, kind of like what you mentioned there, but it's also drawing a little more attention to the Yukon, because that's where Kaminak's main property was. What do you think this has in terms of the Yukon and interest up there? Because we did see interest in the Yukon spike last time we were in the bull market. Is it coming back again in your eyes?
I think it is. It's going to be hard to duplicate that real frenzy that we had last time until we have another takeout or a big discovery. But, you know, I was just on the phone a couple of days ago with Sean Ryan, who really sparked that original Yukon gold rush. His, you know, he had done the sampling for Underworld's Golden Saddle discovery and White Gold discovery. And we in Gold Newsletter were the only newsletter to ever recommend Underworld, and that was a big winner for our readers when it got taken out by Kinross. And Sean had told me at the time when we were looking at Underworld that, listen, Underworld's great, but look at Kaminak. So they have three or four anomalies on their ground that are going to be multi-million ounce discoveries. And sure enough, you know, he was right. So what Sean is saying now is that in that last boom in the Yukon, there were so many companies out there exploring and doing really good work. And it was like they had rolled these rocks three quarters of the way up the hill. And then the bottom dropped out of the entire market, and all these projects are just lying there right now with a lot of good baseline work, and they just need the rocks to be rolled up a little further up the hill to make the discoveries that are really going to be significant. And what he's saying is that they could come in pretty quick order. You have a lot of companies that have discoveries that are kind of being rejuvenated now, but there are going to be some new discoveries as well, and that's one of the things I think investors need to look out for.
That's an interesting comment, Brian, because I think a lot of people who did invest, or at least were watching a lot of these companies up in the Yukon, realized just how much money was spent up there, and that is a concern for some investors. What do you tell your subscribers or the people that you talk to that share this worry that the Yukon is just too expensive to explore in?
Well, it isn't, is what I would share with them. There's a lot more infrastructure up there, and there's a lot of smart people who have been working on easier ways to explore. Sean Ryan, in particular, has developed a system through his Ground Truth Exploration Corporation where he can go in and get early-stage RAB drill samples, which typically used to require permits, et cetera. He does everything from using drones to do detailed mapping to drilling without the necessity of a permit, and he says he can get done in a month what it used to take two exploration seasons to accomplish at a fraction of the cost. So a lot of things are going to happen more quickly now, I believe, up there.
Interesting comments there, Brian. Let's switch focus a little bit and talk about, well, the news headlines, or at least the minutes that move the market this week when they were released on Wednesday. Mm-hmm. What was your takeaway from the Fed minutes from a meeting that was a month ago that seemed to shock the markets?
Yeah, it seemed to shock the markets because they were still believing that a June rate hike wasn't on the table. In the interim, we've had a few Fed presidents out there saying, no, really, it is on the table. We were really seriously thinking about it now, and the market just didn't believe them because we had some pretty dour economic numbers in the meantime. I think that it's a matter of the Fed trying to regain some credibility. I don't believe they're going to move in June, just a few days before the exit vote in Britain. So I don't think it's going to happen. It could, but I really don't think it will happen that soon. What's interesting to me is that gold dropped over $20 when those minutes were released. And yet now, since we've seen that, it's, the market's still down a little bit, but it's recovering from its lows. And the mining stocks, even the junior mining stocks, are forging ahead. So that I'm very impressed with that, and that's telling me that there's a lot of life left in this move.
Well, it also shows that there's a lot of investors that are on the sidelines. And one comment that you made to me that I found very interesting before we started recording was that you were recently in Vancouver for a conference, and when you asked people who was invested in gold, it wasn't the huge response maybe that you would expect. Can you explain that to us again?
Yeah, actually, a few days before that conference in Vancouver, I was in Las Vegas for the Las Vegas Money Show, and in front of the entire audience in one of the main presentations, we asked the audience to raise their hands, you know, who was invested in gold. And it was only about 15%, I would gauge, 15, maybe 20% of the audience were even invested in gold, which amazed me. And what that tells me is that there's a lot of buying power left, and that they're just trying to find out. I mean, they were absolutely agog when I told them that the stocks recommended that I recommended in December in Gold Newsletter were up 170%. These are people that are fighting to find out where they can get a 5% yield. So I think when the word gets out about what this market is doing, I think we're going to have a lot of new money come into the sector.
Well, gold is one of those assets where the higher the price goes, the more people pay attention and the more demand comes into the market. Any higher price is always good. Brian, it's always enjoyable chatting with you. Thanks again for your time. Everybody stick around. We're going to be right back.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
When fresh liquid whey is processed into a dry powder, the special proteins that make up the whey lose their original shapes. They fold in on themselves and lose their functional value. One World Whey undergoes a technological enhancement that we believe restores these potent proteins back to their original shapes the body can use.
I chose to try One World Whey first before going to a doctor who would likely only prescribe drugs. To my delight, it worked. After stabbing pain for years, to have it completely gone is a miracle. I'd like to also stress that for me, it took several months of taking One World Whey before I had improvement, and then an entire year for my gut to feel 100% healed. So now I tell my friends, give your body time to make use of the healing power of One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1. Stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3. Congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters. For the love of clean water.
Welcome back here to wrap up the first hour, and again, going to continue our discussion about what's going on in the gold industry. I'm joined in this segment by Mr. George Jarrow, Managing Director over at RBC Wealth Management. George, let's kick it off by talking about something that you write about on a daily basis. Every morning I wake up and I read over your email detailing the open interest in gold and other commodities, but I do want to focus on gold here. The open interest in gold continues to be very high. Can you break down what this means in your eyes for the gold market?
Yes, it kind of tells me that, well, let's first start with actually where we are. We're at 590,700 approximately open interest for gold futures on the COMEX. And if we go back to Monday of, the first week of April, we were at 473,563. Silver was at 176,344. Silver is now at 208,347 today. And copper is about 209,000. And copper has really picked up an awful lot. Copper was always under 190,000, actually was 193,000 back then. So let me say that the open interest surge on the COMEX on these commodities have to do with more buyers and sellers. Basically, sellers are the forwards being sold to long-term buyers from the mining industry who need financing. And in order to get financing, the mining industry will sell forward contracts, and then they run to the bank and they say, hey, our production is X, our forward sales are Y, and we need financing. Now, lately, some of the miners have had a better turn because crude oil prices from a year ago were, say, 50% of what they are today. And so the cost of mining has come off somewhat. The cost of the trucks, the cost of the drilling, the cost of the electricity, all these things have come off in many mines. But let's go forward a little bit. And let's talk about what happened when the Fed minutes hit. Downward pressure increased after U.S. data showed the number of Americans filing for unemployment fell, So the latest sign that the economy was regaining speed, the latest signs were a happy outlook for the Fed that has been interested in raising rates. In fact, you had three Fed speakers this past week telling us that the Fed is very interested in raising rates shortly, and that June is going to be what they call a live meeting. So commodities got hammered. Silver was down 3%. Oil was down about 2%. Gold was down a little bit over 2%, even though the metal has been up about 20% this year, mainly because they thought the Fed would not be able to do anything, as the rest of the world has been lowering rates or even talking about negative rates. Now we think differently in the U.S., that the economy is chugging along better. So after the Fed raises rates, there's a good possibility that gold will pick up again, because now we'll go back to basics to think about inflation. And that is where most buyers, long-term buyers, like recent buyer George Soros, has thought about owning gold again. They've been out of the gold market for a long time, some of these fund managers, and the open interest is telling me that the fund managers are starting to come back into gold, maybe not with both feet, but certainly in an exploratory way.
Well, George, before we get a little more into the Fed minutes, which did send shockwaves in a number of different markets, your comment there of this open interest is showing you that there are more long-term investors for gold, obviously, that have come in fairly recently. Do you still think that this presents a buying opportunity for those investors either not invested or that have just been watching this market?
Yes, I do. I think that there's an opportunity as we approach other items of note and interest to traders and gold watchers. The 25th of the month, we will have option expiration on the COMEX. Normally, that is followed by some volatility as options on COMEX become futures contracts the next morning. And so margin has to be put up, and usually there's some selling that accompanies that, where traders don't want to put up the, or don't wish to, or can't put up the extra margin. Therefore, what they will do is they sell off the extra contracts. And so at that time, that could be presenting one more buying opportunity for gold traders. And then, of course, we have to wait and see what will happen in the Eurozone, because Greece is still a discussion for the IMF, especially a strong discussion lately that has been off the grid, off the radar, because gold traders have been looking at interest rates, and now the behavior of the dollar is going to really be scrutinized carefully by traders.
Now, George, as we move into next month, there are a number of news stories, more particularly the live Fed meeting, as they like to call it, as well as the Brexit vote. These could potentially provide headwinds for gold. They could also be supportive of a higher price for gold. How volatile, how closely are you watching this next about 30 days as we have these big news stories coming down the road?
Yes, but it's very interesting to note that the Fed meeting will be before the Brexit vote. And so the Fed may actually postpone June to July, because Brexit will be a major event for the Fed, for Fed watchers as well, and for the Fed to maybe want to wait and see before they actually pull triggers, because the Brexit vote will be after the Fed meeting. And I think that's very interesting. So I think that we're going to see more volatility, of course, with this high open interest near record for the year, and maybe for 2 years. I think you have more volatility in gold than before, because a lot of traders hold back open orders at various prices just to see what else will happen, because they're looking at the yen, they're looking at the dollar, the pound, especially the pound, for clues to Brexit. And so the traders are holding off and only buying and selling mainly at the market instead of leaving open orders in.
George, let's take a look at some of the other fundamental factors, because obviously a rate hike would put some headwinds on gold. But then there's also this inflation data that's coming out showing that inflation is picking up. There seems to be this tug of war going on with the gold price. Do you think this will continue?
I would think so, and I'm looking forward to seeing a lot of figures. And the volatility, I think, is going to be increasing, I think, every week. I think that the gold market is used as a surrogate for a lot of other things besides maintaining purchasing power.
Well, I guess that is what investors are most focused on right now. Do you have a general comment for those people out there that say the precious metals need some sort of a pullback simply because they have performed so well this year?
I think that, yes, actually they've seen pullbacks all along. If you look at the behavior on a weekly basis, you've had lots of days when you're down $20, up $20, down $20, up $20, almost like the stock market, which has had this same huge seesaw. But of course, the stock market now is down, I think, 6 out of 7 trading days. And the fact that gold finally sold off may have been a victim of that market where some people had to sell off some things for margin purposes.
Well, Mr. Joe, it's always enjoyable chatting with you. And as I said, I always enjoy reading over your morning email, keeping an eye on this open interest in gold and other commodities, simply because we are at pretty much highs for the year, which shows the interest that is in these markets right now and the ability for gold to hang around even where it is after the sell-off right after the Fed minutes is saying something to investors. Mr. Jarrow,
yes, I would not be surprised for a little rally now also.
Absolutely.
Thanks again.
Everybody stick around. We're going to be right back with the second hour.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Purchase a ProPure system during the crazy May sale and get a free ProMax shower filter or water filter pitcher. Remove up to 200 contaminants with the Pro1G 2.0 truly cleanable, reusable filter. We don't stretch our claims, we just deliver performance. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.